Welcome to iClan, a podcast connecting faith, life, and scripture. And this week, I'm connecting thoughts about Holy Week with a psalm of pilgrimage from the Old Testament. If you've been on a coach journey with a group of people heading to a celebration, you've probably joined in some community singing on the way. Some psalms in the Bible are just such songs, songs that pilgrims to Jerusalem sang as they journeyed, often on foot through difficult terrain. Each Holy Week, we are invited to make an imaginative pilgrimage to Jerusalem, to accompany Jesus on the journey from the celebration of Palm Sunday to the cross of Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter Day, to experience something of the emotions, the questions, the movement of faith through the week. The journey in imagination becomes a spiritual journey too. What was happening out there and back then is also happening in here and right now. To set the tune for my Holy Week journey this year, I'm turning to one of the pilgrimage psalms, Psalm 84. It's a psalm that speaks of the longing to dwell in the courts of the Lord, that motivates the pilgrims to persevere in difficult parts of the journey. Two verses in particular strike me, verses 5 and 6. In the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, they read, "Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs." But what have these to do with Holy Week? Well, translation is not an exact science, and it can be helpful to read different versions of a Bible passage. I've always loved the phrase, "in whose hearts are the highways to Zion," i.e. Jerusalem. Now I learn that the Hebrew lacks Zion, which is implied by the context, and other translations, including the King James Bible, render the phrase as, "whose hearts are set on pilgrimage." That too I love. It speaks of the longing I alluded to last week that leads us to ask, seek, knock. Rather than being content to stay where we are, we're ready to move on in search of the heart place where we can be closer to God and worship more truly. But the journey will take us through the valley of Baca. Whether or not that was a specific valley doesn't matter. The Hebrew word Baca is closely allied to the word weep, so another translation is the valley of weeping. Baca can also be translated as balsam. Again, it's unclear which genus this tree was. The important point is that such trees grew in dry, difficult terrain and would weep resin when their bark was cut. And, in the case of Balm of Gilead, the resin was used for perfume, medicine, and incense used in worship. So in those two verses, I find the pattern of the journey of Holy Week. It starts with Jesus on a donkey riding down the Mount of Olives across the Kidron Valley and through the gate of Jerusalem. It's a scene of cheering crowds, waving flags, excited children, and troubled authorities. As the week progresses, the tension mounts, until we reach the anguished weeping of Good Friday. But in that weeping is our healing. In that valley of the shadow of death, we find a spring of water gushing up to eternal life, as Jesus promised in John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 14. On Easter Day in the garden, the God of gods will be seen in Zion, as Psalm 84, verse 7 says. Psalm 84 concludes, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favour and honour. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. In the podcast show notes, you can find a pilgrimage prayer which you might like to use, a litany of the disciples of the servant, which comes from a theological college in South India. I finish this week with a prayer. May God be with you on your roads of pilgrimage, in your valleys of weeping, and in your garden of resurrection. Amen.